good talk, Steve. Dave, I'm going to let you go, too, I guess. Hope you get out of that traffic jam pretty soon. Good talk, Dave. W4DJW and 4DJC.
Yeah, it looks like she just made it into the airport. She's at least at the airport now, so now I got to wait on her to get luggage. She's 16 minutes late just getting here. There'll be another 15 minutes before she gets her bag and gets out here, but I'm not alone. There's plenty of cars all around me. ND7J, W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4CHY. Good. I heard Tom talking about arc lights, and I just I had to take a break and come in here a minute and listen to some of that. I had a little bit of experience with not the type of arc lights he was working with, but very cool thing.
Yeah, Jerry and I were both thinking that's something you set off, and when it burns out, it's done.
I mentioned before that I used to work at a drive-in theater, and that's what the old projectors actually used. They were arc lights.
Spectral arc of electricity that's generating light.
And they were pretty amazing when you first fired them off. I was kind of wondering what they used to power them with on the aircraft that Tom was talking about, because the projectors had an ammeter on the side of them that was either 300 or 350 amps. And when you first struck the arc, that ammeter would peg. Pretty sure it was like 480 going into it.
Amps at 480 volts. How many? What's 300 times 480? That's how many watts that was. That was huge.
I don't remember what the specs on the candle power was on them, but you could stand back kind of like behind the projector and open the side cover up and watch the entire booth light up and still run the movie at the same time. Or
that's 144,000 watts. 144,000 watts.
Yeah, it might have been 220, but I'm pretty sure it was 480, because they had some huge lines going into those things.
If you're warm in the wintertime, I guess if you were cold, that'd warm you up in a hurry.
And, yeah, we did use them for heaters from time to time. But yeah, that was a real neat experience, and you're probably about my age, so you probably remember all the and they actually may have even been like surplus searchlights that they used to use at theater events and car dealerships and stuff like that. That's the same kind of thing.
Now I know what that is that you're talking about. I know exactly. I remember them. They'd have a really big event, and they'd set those things out, and you could see them across town. That's where the Batman signal came from. They put a Batman figure over top of it, cut out, so that you could see Batman in the beam of light. Those are extremely powerful. I know what you're talking about now.
If we could point ours up, we could have lit up the clouds, too, and I guess played the movie on the clouds if you had cloud cover. But, yeah, they were pretty amazing. You had one long carbon rod that laid horizontal in the projector, and then you had another one that came up at a 45-degree, a little shorter electrode that came up at a 45-degree angle in the back. And that's where the two almost met at. That's where it would strike the arc and provide the light for throwing it out to the screen.
In a vacuum or exposed to the atmosphere?
Exposed. There were side covers on it that you could open up the side of the projector. And like I said, we could crack the projector and light up the projector booth. It was not a sealed environment. It was sealed in the respect that it would keep, you know, dust and stuff like that, and it had fans and stuff evacuating the residue from the chamber. But it stayed pretty clean in there, actually.
And probably vaporized most all of the elements used to make the arc.
There was a little bit of smoke come off of them, especially when you first fired them off. But yeah, all that was evacuated with fans, and you're right, everything else was basically vaporized.
I made that much light before. I figured that was just an enormous light bulb. It's good to learn something like that over there.
In that back in the mid 70s, I was still in school, and we had a sister cinema that had actually installed a new system that had they were basically high intensity discharge lights, and that whole projection booth was automated. They had a pegboard up on the side of the wall that you could plug in pegs to it, and it would take care of bringing the house lights down, opening the curtains, starting the projector, and the whole nine yards. And you were basically there just supervising over.
Well, my wife asked me the other day if I thought movie theaters would ever come back. And all I told her was I saw an attempt at one point a few years ago for somebody to start one back. And if COVID would have kept on going instead of fanned out, maybe that would have been a reality. But I think that's something our generation is going to have exclusive to our generation. I don't think any future generations are ever going to get to enjoy going to the drive-in theater.
I tell you, I wouldn't trade that job for anything. That was probably my favorite job of all the jobs I had until I started an actual career. But yeah, had a lot of fun with that. One of the last drive-ins that I went to was down in the Atlanta area when Jurassic Park came out. And we were coming back from Atlanta and happened to look over there and seen Jurassic Park was playing at the drive-in. And I was like, I think we should turn around. We're not going to get this opportunity again. So we did. We turned around and went to the drive-in to see Jurassic Park. And being outside, that kind of gave it a whole new element over to
me. Okay, do you ask us a little bit?
Hammer. Yeah, that would be fun to be able to, to go back and do that one more time. one last time. For old time's sake, that was a lot of fun. Get the tray that sits outside on the window and the speaker that pops up on the inside of the glass. Yeah, good times. Go ahead, Chandler, W4DJW.
KS4NUE, KS4WWZ. If you're on frequency, I'll be on Simplex. KS4WWZ, clear.
Yeah, and we had, back then we had PrimeStar when we lived in Wahala, and our network channels were out of Atlanta, and we were sitting there watching the news one night, and that same drive-in theater where we seen Jurassic Park was closing down, and the last weekend, and we didn't see it until Saturday. The last weekend, they had free admission, free concessions to anybody that wanted to show up. The place was packed out. I'd love to have gone back down there, but we didn't make it.
Was that about what year?
Started working here in 95, so it had to be probably 95, 96. It's still running.
Time, though, after they started shutting down. I couldn't believe it when they started shutting down some of the favorite places to go to, and they said they're tearing down that movie theater, that drive-in. I thought, what in the world? Why would they ever do that? But I guess TV got too good, and walk-in theaters got too good, and nobody was going to them anymore, so time to shut them down.
I was back out in Baton Rouge last year, and rode by where my old theater was, and you couldn't even tell where it was anymore. There was, businesses and a trucking company and just all kinds of stuff where it used to be. So, we had two screens, so it covered a wide expanse of property. So, I guess they turned that over to commercial development and made good use of it because you couldn't even tell where it was anymore.
KO4PXB.
Go ahead, Lloyd. W4DJW.
And in Greenwood, it's called a 25 drive-in. It still has the screen, and you can pull your car in there and tune the radio to it, so it's still a drive-in theater in Greenwood.
There used to be one over in Toccoa, wasn't it? I don't know if it's still there or not, but I heard people used to go over there, too.
Not the one in Toccoa, but a couple months ago, me and my wife and the kids went out to the one in 25 in Greenwood and watched the movie out there.
Other people out there?
The movie they were playing was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and that was classic because everyone was out there doing the old actions like most people did with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They would throw popcorn and make the sound effects and dance to it, so it was definitely nice.
People dressed up too. That sounds like that would be a blast.
And on your FM AM radio, that's something I totally forgot about.
We had the classic metal case speakers, the aluminum case speakers that hung on your window, but boy, those things were getting hard to come by. We had a stock of them that we'd replace them with when somebody yanked them out of the pole, but shortly when I left there is when they started converting over to transmitters.
Because you didn't have to leave your window cracked for that arm that was going through the glass where cold air would come in the wintertime.
Yeah, well, I need to get back to work for a few minutes and leave y'all with it. Good talking to y'all. But, yeah, that brought back a lot of good memories when Tom mentioned that arc light. I would definitely be interested in how they powered those things on the aircraft, that's for sure. Anyway, W4DJW, and Miss Lloyd's call. Forgive me, y'all have a good afternoon or a good evening, and we'll catch y'all later. 73's KN4CHY clear.
Talking to you. My wife just landed, so she said that was the roughest ride she ever flew on. Glad you're on the ground, so she ought to be out here any minute. Anyway, appreciate you talking while I'm sitting out here at GSB just doing nothing. W4DJW.
KO4PXB. I'm not sure if they still do it, but also in Spartanburg, sometimes at the park in downtown Spartanburg, they will have, during the summer, they'll put up a screen and they'll have people come and sit out on the ground and watch movies.
Have you ever heard them doing that in Greer? It seems like I heard Greer around their new park, the new place that they set up for a park, was doing that too.
WN0TR.
I was getting some APRS messages. Just going through my APRS message list to see what they were saying.
Jen, and good day to Amy. Our kids are leaving for Scotland about 7:30 this evening. Flying to London, Heathrow, and then back over to Edinburgh for vacation. And I was kind of wondering about the weather there at Charlotte, but I think it's mild, so no problem. And Dave, I don't know what the power supply was on them. I didn't do a lot of maintenance before I got in a flight crew, but I did change, I think it was synchros that was used out there. For the guidance of the, left, right, up and down of the light. But I will say this, I worked on many, many huge welding machines up to 1,500 amps. And the guys used, the inspector found a bad weld, it would have to be gouged out. And those rods that they used to air arc those out, it's tremendously noisy when they start doing it. But it's low voltage and high amperage like any welder is. But it throws sparks it was an amazing thing to watch when they burnt those welds out, because what we done on those large kilns was always huge. and when they x-rayed it, if there was a flaw, they have to burn it out with air art. Everything on the planes was, a lot of it was 400 hertz. But other than that, I don't know on the S2 anymore. It's been too many years, and I didn't actually do the maintenance, Dave. But I know in a negative rod, and the little resolvers and stuff would, not the resolvers, but the they had small motors that ran them in, and they'd touch, and the arc would start, and then they'd back off, and they would keep that arc a specific distance of those two rods apart, and that's what caused the glow, and it is exactly like they used at the carnivals.
Alternators or generators on those engines generating that electricity?
I don't even remember now on the S2s, but on the P3s, yes, they had alternators, but everything we had seemed like was 400 cycle. It makes it smaller, more compact, and lighter when you go up in frequency like that on the devices aboard the aircraft.
How they develop that kind of horsepower without stalling the engines.
Your P3 or C-130, in those days, used T-56 Alphas, and they were 4,600 shafts horsepower each.
They carry all that heavy weight up in there. It just looks like it'd be impossible to do what they do. That's just enormous. Now, I see Amy, so I got to get out and flag her down. I can't leave the car, but I can show her where I'm at. So I got to jump. Catch you later. NZTR, W4DJ, that'd be clear.
Okay, Nick. I just had a wonderful meal. 73, W4DJ, W, NZTR, clear.